talking in tongues and prophesying. Yeah. And like that by itself gonna validate you. Okay. Now pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's read this letter here. Are y'all there?
Yes,
amen. Psalm 118, verse 6. Read that.
The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me.
Did you get that? The Lord is on whose side?
Side.
And he said, I will not fear what man can do unto me. He understood that. He said, the Lord is on my side. And I won't fear. I could, but I won't.
Hallelujah.
Now look at Psalm chapter 3, verse 1 and 3, 1 through 3. Amen. Psalm chapter 3. Psalm division 3. What it means. Amen. This is awesome. Developing strong faith. Say, God is with me.
God is with
me.
God is with me.
He's in me now.
He's in me now.
I'm not afraid of the devil.
I'm not afraid of the
economy.
I'm not afraid of it.
And I'm not afraid of folk.
And I'm not afraid
see,
of
he
folk.
Told, see, he told Ezekiel, he said, listen here, you better set your face like a flint. Because you don't, they'll discourage you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look mean at you. Sitting out in the audience. Don't put you, you better quit. But that just scared me off. But he said, set your face as a flint. In other words, I ain't backing down because you out there.
Mm-hmm.
Devil, I'm going to let you know I know you're here. See, he's here now. Mm-hmm. But I could care less about him being here. He can't do nothing but watch God move. Because I T-roded him when I came, before I got here, he was already blocked.
Amen.
I got him this morning when I got up.
Hallelujah.
I put him in his place. Amen. And his place is under my
feet.
Everything is under your
feet.
Oh, bless his name. Do you believe that? Amen. Okay. Now, look at that. Your Psalm 3, verse 1 through 3. Read that.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me.
Oh, Lord.
Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God.
Read. They say, God can't help him. I got him. He's trying to get you to believe that. God can't help you. You're going down. Look at the situation. Look who's against you. You can't make it. You're going down. God's not going to help you. He can't help you. Leave him. Quit. Throw your hands up. Because your situation is too bad for God to help. All those are lies from the devil. And I'm telling you, it can't happen because God said, I will never leave you and I won't forsake you. He's still there. What is there? To show himself strong. Amen. You got to get this in your spirit. Mm-hmm. When you get this in your spirit, you want to be one of my people to pat you on the back to make you think you're okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What happened when they don't pat you on your back? The same people that he healed and cast demons out was the same one many of them were saying, crucify him the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hosanna! Hosanna! Jesus the great Messiah! Then the next week they said, hang and crucify.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But it didn't bother him because he understood that I know who's with me.
Amen. Who's in me?
He didn't do what he did to get the cheers.
Mm-hmm.
He's walking in love.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say motive.
Motive.
You got to have your motive right. Okay. Read on.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
Watch this here.
My glory and the lifter up of mine head.
What he's saying is if you'll just fellowship with me, praise me, thank me, your head may be hanging down. You may be sad and feeling despondent. But if you begin to praise me and thank me and give me glory and recognize I'm with you and I'm in you, all of a sudden your head will come up. Your hands will go up in the air. The Spirit of God will come upon you mightily. And all of a sudden you say, you know what? I'm not alone, devil. And you didn't get me down. I'm coming back again and again and again and again. I will serve God and not you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, you can't stay at a pity party with God in you and talking to him. You can't stay there.
Amen.
He won't let you. Say he won't let you.
Amen.
He gave you the garment of praise for the Spirit of Heaven this morning.
Amen.
Read this letter. Verse Read verse 6. Ooh, watch this.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people.
Oh, no, you didn't say that.
That have set themselves against me round about.
He said, I won't be afraid of 10,000 folks who are round about me, circling me, coming. I'm not afraid. Because no weapon formed against me. It doesn't matter if it's 10 million, 10 billion. Amen. When God is for you and with you, it doesn't matter what the number is. Trying to get you built up in yourself. Quit looking for other folk to build you up about where you are with God. Amen. Build yourself up. Amen. And you encourage you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. That's what I mean. I had to encourage me. It was time I wanted to throw in the towel, and folks said, throw it in. Quit. Amen. And I had, you quit. You may as well give up. Hello? But then I heard a little voice from heaven.
Yeah.
He's right in me. See, I was still learning how to hear God in me. And all of a sudden, I heard him. Just like clear, I heard him inside my spirit. He said, what you doing quitting? How you going to quit from what I called you to do? I said, you got a point. I hired you. Are you quitting me? Well, you know I'm quitting. So by me conferring with God in me, I got it. Say, I got it. He said, this is what he told me. He said, listen here, when you do what I told you to do, don't expect people. Don't you look for people to do things for you, take care of you, the ministry. I'm going to take care of it all. I'll send the people and cause them to give.
Amen.
You just focus on doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. Don't try to keep them here. Don't try to make them stay. Don't try to encourage them. Don't do any of those things. Don't encourage them, but don't try to force them to stay. You preach the word and live right before them and preach the word, and I'll keep them here.
Amen.
You know what? I told you, I found out that God does just what he said to do. When I leave this place, I cast you on the Lord, and I go home and I pray, give God glory, and I don't care to me. I don't care y'all home with me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I hope you ain't carrying me home with you.
Amen.
Because you know why? See, this is what I bank on. See, if you love God, you're going to live right whether you're in this building or not.
That's right.
So I don't need to send no spies out.
Amen.
It's one in you. And if you ain't living right, it's going to show up.
Right.
He's going to expose your hypocrisy.
Amen.
And put your business on Front Street if you don't do right.
Amen.
And all of us will know. See, I'm not your Lord. I didn't die for you. I'm glad. I'm glad, too. I'm to feed you and be an example, but not be your Lord. And I'm so glad I didn't die for you.
Amen.
If I was your Lord, I know I wouldn't have the patience that God had with you. But because he is, and I love him, I'm going to hang with you, and you can't get me upset.
Amen.
No, but anyway, it's 10,000. But what? Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Pray. You better have a strong faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Watch this here. This is awesome. In verse 31, verse 35 to 37. Read that, Nick.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
To
these things.
To these things. If God be for
us. If God be for us.
Who can be against us?
Wait a minute. He said, who can be against us? He asked a question. If God be for us, who can? It ain't nobody to me. Who can be successful against us? Now, we know there's somebody against us. The devil is against, demons against. But he's saying, this is what he's saying. Who can be successful against you? Question mark. Answer? Nobody. In other words, who can come against you and win? Nobody. And nothing. Said no thing.
No thing.
Now watch it. Now go down to verse 35. Amen. Here's some of the things that you got the victory over.
Who praise shall God. Separate
now,
us?
Now wait, let me get stop the press right quick. How many of y'all could get in fear about the gas prices and the food prices? Okay. If you're not careful, you get to listen at that. Yeah. I'm here to tell you, the one on the inside of us ain't going to let us go down and go out and lack. Because stuff go up, God, there's no shortage in heaven.
No.
There ain't no shortage in God. How many understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no shortage with God.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't want prices to go up, but here's my point. I'm not finna stop eating steak and eating good and dressing good and taking care of my business and riding good. I'm not finna quit.
Amen.
Because of the prices.
Amen.